Chevra, what a schus to be back together. First of all, of course, all the Torah, all the Chizuk, all the Cyrus is being sponsored anonymously. Lilui Nishmas, Eliezer Ben Yisrael. Should be a big schus for his Meshama. Should be up in Shemayim, being a big male Yosha for his beautiful mishpacha, for his beautiful children, for the ganze mishpacha, and Mirtz Hashem, and the schus of all the Torah, the chizik, b'zoiche, big schus for him in Shemayim, to b'zoiche, be dancing together with him, with Mashiach Zekeinu, b'meher b'meinu. Mamish, very special to be back together, MS. It's something that, that I missed the last couple weeks. And I know, Baruch Hashem, it was beautiful to hear from some of the Chevra who were texting on Thursday night or Arab Shabbos Friday morning and who missed as well. It's a special part of my week, a special part of my life. You know, this time together with this Chevra. And even though, obviously, to be in Eretz Yisrael, it's Kodesh Kodashim, and being in Eretz Yisrael is incredible every moment. Every moment was so kadosh to be able to be zoicha, to be davening mincha in Marzach Pela, to be davening by it was the first time I remember davening with a minion by Kever Rachel. Because there's a kayin, Marzach Pela I go into based on the psak of Sadiqim that I spoke to and different starfish of reasons. So Marzach Pela I go into, Kever Rachel I don't go into, even though that's a discussion amongst Paiskim, but Kever Rachel I don't go into. So usually I just daven from outside. I daven from outside, I daven Tehillim and daven, and Lameisa, you're close enough, you feel it. Also by the women's section, you can see right in, you can see, you know, even though it's a little awkward, you don't want to be, you look a little bit just to see, you don't want to look at the women, and the women think you're looking at them. Chas v'shalom, you know, it's the mother of Yosef Tzadik, you know, you saw it, it's not a time. Anyways, Lameisa. Lameisa. Lameisa, it's, you know, something us Kohanim we deal with by Kvarim. I always get a chizik from a Torah, one of the Chevra in Shalvim years ago. Maury Goldsmith, he told me when he was in Shalvim many years ago. So he was preparing for to go on Heritage, to go to Europe, to go to the Mekomos Kedoshim. And the Rav, now I forget, the Rav Hendler. Rav Hendler from Shalvim was going with them and was preparing for the trip, giving them a whole shiur and talking about the Mekomos Kedoshim that they're going to prepare them. And they're talking about going to all the Batei Kvaros, and you go, and a lot of the Mekomos is Kohanim. You can, I remember when I went on Heritage, I remember it was good because Rav Yamer went with us. I would learn the Karabi Avenue, but I knew Rav Yamer through the Chevra. Rav Yamer is a Kohen. So Rav Yamer, I just stuck with Rav Yamer. I knew wherever he goes, I could go as a Kohen. You know, like, because it's scary as a Kohen. You like, mamish feel, this, I don't know, the Chevra is not Kohen, don't understand fully, but like, you don't want, you know, it's very, but unfortunately, this trip in Eretz Yisrael, I had to be by Levayos, terrible Levayos in Har Menuchos. I've never been to Har Menuchos before, but the Levayos is in the parking lot of Har Menuchos. And I get there before it started, and I look, and in the parking lot, I'm surrounded by Kvarim, literally. I don't know if you've ever been there, but like, literally surrounded by Kvarim. It's like, you don't feel comfortable as a Kayin. I can't, even though it's not Tomei right there, but it's like you're surrounded. Even though it was Mamish incredible miracle, so I've never been by Har Menuchos. Obviously, there's a lot of Tzaddikim buried in Har Menuchos. Apparently, Kohanim, there are places you could go. I never looked into this. I don't know. And who would have? So I'm in this parking lot waiting for the Levaya and waiting to see Talmud of Manu. So, Mamish, I'm going to talk about it now. I'm not going to go there. But I see buried, who's Kever is like overlooking the parking lot? Rav Moshe Bento of Zecher Tzadik Lishvracha. I had no idea he's buried there. No idea. I don't know if the Chevra knows Rav Moshe. Moshe Bentov was a big Mekobel who was known to be able to, he had a big koyach to look at mezuzahs. He was a seer of mezuzahs, and he looked into your mezuzahs, and he knew mamish like everything, like MS. So it happens to be that when I was married at first, and whatever, it was a bunch of months we were married, and wasn't yet, you know, zoiche to my wife to get pregnant and whatever it was. And we went to Rav Moshe Ben Tov to discuss with him, and he gave me a bunch of things that I should do. Remember, he gave me a sheet and a list of different things that I should do, whatever. And he then gave a big bracha. He said, you see, you'll be zoiche to have a son in a year, within a year. Mamish pump, exactly a year later, we had our Bachar Shmuel. And then we, when Shmuel was about, I don't know, less than a year old, I can show you, I have in the office a picture with him. We brought Shmuel back to him to give him a karsa tov. He was back in America and we brought him back. And then I never saw him again. He passed away soon after. I had no idea where he was buried or anything. I'm standing in the Batei Kvaros in the parking lot, and who's the kever that's overlooking in a big sign, and they have a big home, a house, and Moshe Ben Tov, and I got this chus to daven by his kever, like the one that was, I mean, Eber stories brings you to places to give more karsa tov. But as a kohen, what was I saying? As a kohen, so Rav Hendler, he's preparing all the chevron and shalavim for the trip. He turned to kohanim because he's discussing all these places. Kohanim not going to be able to go. He says, "Don't worry. Soon enough, we'll be the ones on the outside looking in." Here, chevron. Bez Hashem b'karov. So kever rochel, I daven outside, but. There was one time they had a minion, like half the minion was outside, half was in, whatever it was. Inside, I was able to daven Ma'ariv b'Kever Rachel. Just to sit by the Kaisel, to sit on the top of Shuvah Banim, overlooking Har Habayis. At Suda, at Shabbos by my son, to Chustav Shabbos by my son. When Suda went till 1 a.m., Mamish started Suda, we daven by the Kaisel, got back to him. We started Suda about 7 o'clock, went straight till 1 a.m. He had a bunch of chevra, and then tons of other chevra walked over. We were singing and tired till 1 o'clock in the morning. Mamish was Kodesh Kedoshim. Kodesh Kedoshim. And to sit with Rav Amar and hear Torah from Rav Amar and with Itchermeyer and Rav Nevinzel. And every moment there is like Kodesh Kedoshim. But I miss this, Emes. Thursday night, as much as, you know, Thursday night there was awesome. We had, I went with my son and daughter-in-law went to an Akiva concert in the Barkan Winery. Unbelievable. Mama, she's very, very special. Got to spend some time with him after the concert. Kaddish Digayid. We were talking tires a little bit. He's special, special. We got to get him here. We'll figure it out. Mirtashem. But MS, I missed this, so it's good to be back together, Chaver. It's good to be back together. And I always feel this is Bechina's Sarchis role. You know, we have... Part of the reason, sometimes over the years, Chevra has asked to make the shiur earlier. It's late. How many shiurim? It started at 11:30, 11:45. Part of that I always felt was like Bechina Sarat Yisrael. That unfortunately there isn't that same in America for the most part. They're individual for the most part. The Mesiras Nefesh, there's learning, there's Kaveitim L'Torah, but Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, it's a little bit different. And to have on Thursday night when all of us, when we're in yeshivas, there was Mesiras Nefesh, you learn very, very late. It's a little hargosha of Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, I always felt. And it's supposed to be back together. And I'll tell you just one thing from this trip, one last thing, and that is that, you know, every trip in America's world, there's like a certain hargosha that I have about with the personality of that trip. It's something that I really attached to that trip. I remember my trip in the summer with the whole family. I really, the tefillah was like something that I was like so much misoiring from tefillah, and the tefillah is very tzrol, how people really dive, just pasha to yid and davening like kilu, it's nila in America, you know, like it's crazy over there. And this trip, what I felt so much so, and I want to, we'll get to it tonight, Amir Tashem, is that I felt how alive the Rabbeinu Shalom is in people's lives in Eretz Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, in America, Yiddishkeit is very alive. People are keeping Torah, keeping mitzvahs. Going to Davin with a minyan and having shiurim and Shabbos Kodesh and every mitzvah, check. Obviously the Yechidim, but for the most part, are we feeling the Rabbeinu Shalom in our life? Is the Rabbeinu Shalom present? Is there talk like as if I'm with the Rabbeinu Shalom constantly? And Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbeinu Shalom is alive. And he's alive everywhere, obviously, but in the minds and hearts of Yidden, even the Pashat of Yidden, even the Pashat of Yidden. I don't know, I had a car, I'm usually driving Eretz Yisrael, but then I was by the Kaisel, and my car was like all the way up by Shar Tzion, and I was with my grandmother, and we were literally going to eat lunch in Cafe Ramon and Mamilla, right? So usually you'd walk that, but with my grandmother, Knainara is 91 and incredible, and she actually could walk it. It would just take a few minutes, you know? So we're saying, you know, I didn't want to even to go get the car or whatever. I'm like, let's just take a cab. And we ended up in like some Arab cab driver. But even this Arab cab driver, like every word out of his mouth was Baruch Hashem and talking about, I mean, you know those guys, right? Like they like to impress, but he was, all he talked about was the Ravon Shalom. It was like crazy. I don't know what he really thinks and which God he's talking about, but like Lemaisa, it was like every word was Eibishter. But it's like that, and so it's like mamish. It's like how you read the stories and you think about back in Europe and the tailor and the shoemaker and like how it's still like that in Eretz Yisrael. You don't have that in America, and we need that. Each and every one of us needs that. So let's see how we get there. You know. So yeah, we got to live with the parsha chevra. The pasuk tells us. After a little episode with Mara, the episode where we went 3 days without Torah, and the water was bitter, and Kadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu had to sweeten the water and bring us back to Torah. So the Pasuk says at the end of that episode, "Vayomer im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem l'kecha, vayosher beinav taase, vezanta b'mitzvosav." Basically, keep Torah mitzvahs and all is going to be good, right? But let's reread. The pasuk begins, if you listen to Hashem. And then it says, v'hazanta, also a lashon of listening, oizen, right? You listen l'mitzvosav, to the mitzvos. Very redundant what's going on and why, obviously it's a little bit of a different language. Rashi says, Vazantas tata aznaim ledaktik behem. You know, listen to the mitzvos and listen to be medaktik, meticulous in all the details of the mitzvos. What's going on here? What's the pasuk telling us? To listen to Hashem and to listen to the mitzvos. It happens to be interesting. Vazantal mitzvosov. Just be medaktik. Listen to the mitzvos. To his mitzvos. Listen to his mitzvos. What does that mean exactly? I want to share something very special. The Torah I saw, I learned this, I had this chus, not all, but I developed this a little bit more when I wrote it up this week, but a lot of the Torah that we're sharing, I had this chus to learn by the Kaisel last week. I decided I want the first Thursday night at least, the Torah we should be based off something I learned by the Kaisel. It was based on a piece I learned from the Mishur and the Lekech Halib of one of the years, I don't remember which one it was, I could find it if you need to see, but so this Torah straight from Yerushalayim, Yerkaidah, straight from the Kaisel. And he quoted from the Zera Zahav, Shlomo Zalman of Lisa, who brings down the Medrash Tanchuma and Shmini. Listen to the words of the Medrash Tanchuma. Do we have enough chairs, Chevra? Listen to the words of the Medrash. I think we have. You can come in. Open the window a little hot. Ashreichem Yisrael. First of all, anytime you hear the words Ashreichem Yisrael, it's good, right? Ashreichem Yisrael, it's like Lagboimer Dik or Bekiva Dik. Ashreichem Yisrael. Listen to why Ashreichem Yisrael. Listen to why Ashreichem Yisrael, the praiseworthy is Yisrael. Shebechol Eiver Sheever Shebechem. Every single limb that we have, Nosan Mitzvah. Hashem gave a mitzvah to every limb. This is very famous, you all know this, right? You don't know how to open the windows? Benji, that's what we need here. If you need, you'll take out, you probably have some tools on you if they need. There's a lock on top, you open and it's a little hot in here. Yeah, first you do that, good.
Kaverim.
There, all the way. Open. Good. Okay. Ashreichem Yisrael, Shebechol. Not all the way, it's going to be too cold, a little. Okay, whatever, you'll see. Shebechol Eiver Ve'Eiver Shebechem. Every limb that you have, every limb that each and everyone has, not a mitzvah. We have a mitzvah for every limb. Shemasayim v'arboyim mishmona evarim ba'adam. There are 248 limbs in every person. We'll come back to this one. Sorry, I read the wrong Medrash Chumah first. That's the second one we have to get to. But you'll see, they're deeply connected. This is Medrash Chumah first in Kisete. Amar of Adam, Asayim v'arbam shmona mitzvos asay yesh betorah, kiminyan evarim shbadam. You see, they're very similar beginning, right? Okay, we didn't really say anything different so far. that I want to get to. I know where we're going with this. There are 248 mitzvos, like the evarim of people, right? So 248 mitzvos keneged all of our evarim. Listen to this lashon of the Medrash Tanchuma. Ubechol yom vayom, every single day. So akim al adam, the mitzvos scream to each person. Asay osanu shetichya b'schuseinu v'tarech yomim. The mitzvos are screaming to us. I'm reading you Medrash Tanchuma. This is not like deep Kabbalah that we... Medrash Tanchuma. The mitzvos are screaming to us. Basically, perform us, do us, so that you'll live, and in that tzchus, you'll merit long days. U'sholosh me'as u'shishim chamesh mitzvos lo sasei, and the 365 lo sasei's k'minyim mosachama, like the days of the year, which are also connected to Shasa Gidim, we know our sinews, our our arteries, our ligaments. B'chol yom v'yom shachama zorachas, every day that the sun is shining, ad shishokas, until it sets, so vachas v'omeres l'adam, the Los Hasays are screaming to us, gozarni alecha, screaming that it's been decreed upon us. Don't do this Avera. Mamish says, the mitzvahs are screaming to us. Keep the mitzvahs ase and don't do the los aseis. Don't chas v'shom bring yourself to a bad place that the world should be l'kaf yourself and the world l'kaf chova. Screaming to us. You hear this language of the Medrash Tanchuma here? The Medrash Tanchuma is screaming. The mitzvahs are screaming to us. The mitzvahs are screaming to us. You hear that, Chavru? So now we can reread this pasuk. Vayomer im shamot ishmal kol Hashem elokecha. If you listen to the call of Hashem, the call of Hashem, the call of Hashem that's always talking to us, live up to who you are. I gave you a neshama. You know what I gave you? I gave you a chelek elokami mamamash. I gave you a part of me inside you. Each and every one of us has that. So therefore, vayasha, do what? Vayasha beinov. Tasa, do what's right. Just do what's straight. Do what's right. Stop falling prey to society. Falling prey to the temptations of the world, the unethical ways, allowing ourselves to see and to view and to live in this world so we're pulled after every temptation and every lowly pleasure of the world. Lowly pleasure. And I was thinking about today, I was, one of the guys in my shir asked me to put on someone sent out a short video for Shmir Seinayim, Shoivivim. He asked me to play the video, so of course, it's never a bad time to have chizik in Shmir Seinayim, and Vada Dern Yimei Shoivivim. It was a 2-minute video. I said, four, beautiful. It was a video, this new Vayima Ain, I didn't hear of it yet, but they send out a daily video apparently. This was Rabbi Chiel Spiro was talking. He said overall chizik, I don't remember the whole thing. But he made an incredible point that I was thinking about and I wanted to just elaborate upon. He's saying, you know why a person falls prey to a taiva, to a lacking of Shemir Sinayim, to whatever that might be, is because you find pleasure in it. You feel that's very pleasurable. But if you realize how low level of pleasure it is, and if you really in your life have so much higher level pleasure, you would never look there. And I thought about it, dawned upon me. Think about this for a moment. You know, when we were all little children, think back. For me, it's a little longer than you, but let's be real, right? We can think back. We were 6 years old, 7 years old. You pass a toy store. It was very exciting. And you look in the window and you look at Chvestas, you want this new Lego set and you want this video game and you want this, Chvestas, even stuffed animal. I don't know, like I walk by, we like to take with the Mishpacha, now it's a little cold, depends on the night, but Lel Shabbos often, or Shabbos day, depends. Take a walk, like we take a walk down by Central Avenue, walk Central Avenue. And always we get to like Chvestas, that gift and card store, whatever it's called over there. Gift and crafts, thank you. Gifts and crafts. And my son, Uriel, he's like, I know, beautiful tzaddik of a boy. He's 8 years old. There, we have to stop and he has to check out every game and every little thing. And of course, all the things that he wants for Hanukkah next year already, for each night. You know, like it's like, Right, when's my birthday? It was last month, Oriel, relax, you know? But he needs everything, right? And you and I, would we ever stop and look in the Ichveshes, look in the window of a toy store at the toys? No, why? Now, why? Those are pleasures. He's bringing him pleasure. Once it brought you pleasure and I pleasure. But we're so above it now. This is such low-level pleasures. So we're just beyond. It's like, it doesn't talk to us because we're so above it. The story Michiel Spiro was saying, he said how there was an individual who was a Baal Tshuva, and at his Levaya, a person said over a story, how did he become a Baal Tshuva? He grew up completely fry and into every taiva and whatever it was, and one time he was walking and there was past some store, and in the window of the store there was tons of pritzis, whatever it was. Something completely, you know, chvesnish, whatever, I don't know, maybe in Yavin, we don't have to say anything further than that, but and he stopped and he's looking at it, he's excited. And everybody who walked by stopped and looking at it. And as he's looking at it, a yeshiva bacher comes by, and right when he like gets a truck, closes his eyes and walks the other way. And he saw that, this guy saw that and said, if a person could have such self-control and find so little, he must have so much greater pleasure than this, I got to find what that pleasure is. And that turned him around to become a Baal Tshuva. That's what he said. That was the story he said. We have to be above it. Like, there's so much greater, so too, if we realize there's so much greater pleasure, I'm going to ever fall to a lack of Yeshua Sinai, and there's so much greater pleasure, it's nothing. That's so below me, it's so nothing. It's like such a little nothing pleasure. So much greater pleasures. The pleasure of Torah, the pleasure of mitzvahs, the pleasure of Shabbos, the pleasure of good chaverim, the pleasure one day of your relationship with your wife, with your children, that you want to be precious, not some screen that's nothingness, emptiness. Emptiness. So, v'ayomim shmo tishmal kol shem l'kecha v'ayosher bein of taset. Do what's right, do what's straight. Stop falling into garbage. Just yosher, just be a good, straight person. Normal. And then, Vazanto limitzvosav. Now we understand. Listen to the mitzvos. The mitzvos are screaming to you, the Medrash says. The mitzvos are screaming, keep me so you have life. I want you to have life. I want you to live. I don't want you to be an animalistic individual who's physically sojourning in this world, giving into every animalistic pleasure, like the umas oilam, eat, drink, and be merry, and that's all there is in life. Vazantel mitzvosav, listen to mitzvos. You know what the mitzvos saying? Chias is a life of spirituality, a life of Torah, a life of mitzvos. Each mitzvah gives life, gives chias to each limb of the body. Without me, you're nothingness. Listen to me. Listen to the mitzvos. That's chias. And that's as well. Just read one more medrash in Shmini. Ashreichim Yisrael. This is what we start to read. Shebechol eiver ve'eibershchem nazan mitzvah. Shemetzayim v'arbam shmon eivarim ba'adam. Okacha. Every eiver is a mitzvah that gives you life. Listen to this. Okacha no'om b'chol yom. Baruch atah Hashem al-kinim al-cholam. Asher yatzar sadam b'chachma. Uvarovo nekavim nekavim. You created part of our body has to have holes to be able to breathe and to be able to exist properly. And then chalulim chalulim. We have tons of organs. We have tons of organs that have no holes, that are hollow, that keep us alive, our heart and our kidneys and the chesnish, whatever it is that we need in our body. Chalulim chalulim, our chalulim chalulim that we thank Hashem for every morning when we wake up, our life that we have, our chalulim that keep us alive. Chalulim chalulim begematria masayim v'arbam shmona. Chalulim chalulim, exactly 248. Kaminyan evarim shvadam. Because we're thanking Hashem for our life, but you know we're really thanking Hashem for the mitzvahs that give us life, for the 248 mitzvahs that give us life. That's our chiyas, that's life. Not physical pleasure, that's life. The mitzvahs give us life. Do you want to live? I want to live. To live a life of chayim. To live a life. I remember I said this over in a different time. I'm not going to go through that whole Torah right now. We'll see. Sometimes they come out, we'll see Parshas Vayechi. My brother Moshe. My brother Moshe was with him earlier tonight. We had a beautiful Fabrengen in West Hempstead with Ethan Katz. It was incredible. There's big Torahs there. You guys will listen. It'll be on Y Torah next time. But anyways. And my brother Moshe. The hell is my brother Moshe? He's just turned 37. Just turned 37, I think, right? He was born in 1986. Just turned 37. So I remember at his bris, I was 6 years old. And I don't remember, I remember seeing the video. I remember being at his bris. It was actually in South Shore. I don't know how many of you ever went to South Shore. It was in South Shore. And at his bris was at Tzadik Yisoid Olam, the founder of our whole community. Every one of us has to be thankful for, whether you knew him or didn't know him. Rabbi Binyamin Kamenetsky, Zeche Tzadik Shashbaracha. Those of us who went to South Shore knew Rabbi Binyamin. Mordechai Kamenetsky's father, Binyamin Kamenetsky's Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's son. And he started our whole community. Everything we have here is because of Rav Binyamin Kamenetsky. Everything. He started Young as a Woodmare, he started Tag, he started Sauster, he started the Shtiebel, and this was all built to build everything else. He was the founder of the Five Towns, the one founder of the Five Towns, what it is today, which is one of the most incredible from communities in the entire world, and people hack and make fun and this, and materialism and luxuries, and okay, good, whatever it is. There's no community like the Five Towns in the whole world, I don't think. MS, I'm going to say something. In the whole world, halavai, we all want to be in Yerushalayim, don't get me wrong. I don't mean this is where we need to be eventually. We don't need to be here eventually. But I don't know, in this following way, if there's any community in the following way like the Five Towns, that you could be every single type of Yid and find everything here. I mean, whatever you're looking for. Svardi, Litvish, Hasidish, Yeshivish, Modern Orthodox, obviously, every type of food that you could imagine from mamish, every food, every place, every type of shul, the mix, the taruvas that you have here in, no pun intended, I'm even young, but the maisa, the good taruvas that you have here. The good taruvah that you have there, every type of yid. No, you hear what I'm saying. Lamaisa, it's beautiful. It's incredible. Where else could you think of a community that has so many, such diversity, and amongst it all, achdus, in a beautiful way? Yeah, once in a while, there's machlokas about certain things, obviously. Okay, we won't get into kashrus and these things, but lamaisa, in general, incredible achdus amongst everybody, in a beautiful way. It's an incredible community. You have to be thankful. The mountain, the tzaddikim you have in this community, the Torah they have in this community. So the founder of the whole community was Binyamin Kamenetsky. Zecher Tzadik Shvaracha. I had the schus to be close with him. I had the schus to go to Sausher myself and be close to him. And I had the schus to daven with him every Shabbos because he davened by the Rebbe where he davened by Spiegel, who was his brother-in-law. Beautiful Yid, such a loving Yid. If you met him for a second, he's such a chayin, such a love for every person. So it was in Sausher. So he was the founder of the whole neighborhood. But when he came of the early days, some of the Rabbanim in his neighborhood were Tzaddikim Yisod Olam. And who was one of those? The first Rav of the Young Israel of Lawrence Cedars, where I grew up davening, was a Gadol Hador. Gadol Hador. Rav Nachum Tzvi Kornel, that's all. Rav Nachum Tzvi Kornel was Chevra with Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Rav Moshe Feinstein. He was known as the biggest Baki in Kashrus in all of America. If Rav Yaakov or Moshe had a Shail in Kashrus, they'd call him. He was Mechaber Svarim. Incredible person. And he was at my brother's bris. And he gave a bracha. You should be zoich to live a life of chayim. Live a life of chayim. And for years, as a little kid, I didn't know what that meant. Until I understood what it meant. Years later, based on a Torah from my Rebbe of Lachkin, which I'm not going to go through right now, but bottom line was, you could live a physical life and eat food and sleep and enjoy the pleasures of this world like the Umas Olam do. Or you can live a life of chayim. A life of chayim is a life of chiyas, a life of mitzvos, vazantum and mitzvosav, and recognize they are what builds our body. They are what gives us chiyas. They are what give us life. You could be physically alive, but you could be dead. Or you could be living a life of chayim. When you're connecting, you're vazantum and mitzvosav. You have to listen to the mitzvos. Not just go over them robotically, mechanically. Even some of us keeping the mitzvahs are not listening to the mitzvahs, are not alive. And that's what I was talking about, being alive, and Yiddishkeit alive in Eretz Yisrael. And how many of us even keeping the mitzvahs are not vazantal mitzvahs, are not alive in the mitzvahs? I remember, in the Chevr, I shared this story once before, even at the Kaisel, I felt this once with a couple of Yidden. I shared this story once before, in the Chevr. I was sitting by the Kaisel years ago. It was either a Monday or Thursday. It's Taka Thursday. And Thursday, you know, there's like bar mitzvahs all day, right? And I was there, it was like 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And there was bar mitzvahs still going on. That's how it is. Baruch Hashem. beautiful Yidden. These two Yidden in their young 40s, I'd say, come over to me. They're in the, wearing the, you know, the cardboard kotel yarmulkes, made in Yavin. And they say to me, this whole conversation is in Hebrew, I'm just going to give it to you in English. Let's start. Mazak hirazeh. They point, one of them points to the kotel and says, what's this wall? Imagine these Israelis. They didn't speak, I tried, they didn't speak a word of English. Been in Israel the whole lives. And they're asking me what this wall is. So I start explaining to them how this is a wall outside Harabayas, where the Beit HaMikdash once was and will be again. And the one guy who asked the question says to his friend, in Hebrew, he says, see, I told you this is not the wall surrounding the old city. That's mamash. So then I say, listen, if they came over to ask me, this is not just by chance, it must be, I have to use this opportunity to place this, be makar of them a little something. And I was learning that Yomi then in Yevamos, and they were, it was talking about, in the Gemara, a few days, maybe Yud Aleph, I don't remember exactly, and talking about how the Kedusha of the Kedusha of Harabayas, the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, who knows forever. And it compares based on the Pasuk, just like Shabbos is Lenetach, the Kedusha of Shabbos, forever, so do this Makom, right? Based on the Pasuk, and Shabsoisei Tishmoru, Mekdashai Tiro. And we compare Shabsoisei Tishmoru, Mekdashai Tiro, just like Shabbos has Kedusha always. Mikdashay, the Makom Mikdash always has Kedusha. So I said, oh, that's good, I'm going to use that and give them a little chizik of, okay, through that, tell them how the Kedusha is still here, and through that, give them a little chizik in Shabbos, maybe, you never know, right? So I start telling them the idea, and I say, and it's based on a pasuk, Eshab Soysai. I just say the word Eshab Soysai, and the same Jew, the same Yid who pointed to the Kotel and asked what it was, I start just the Eshab Soysai. He says, Tishmoro Viz Mikdashay Tiro. Finishes it. Finish the pasuk, Baal Peh. Same Yid who had no idea what the kotel was. It was by some family bar mitzvah, finishes the pasuk Baal Peh. It was pshad. He went to, it used to be in the secular schools, I don't think it's his way anymore, he used to learn Tanakh or whatever, and he's probably a good student, and he, I don't know, he was part of the Chidon, and he learned it by heart, and you know. So he knew it. But he never listened to it. It wasn't alive, it wasn't giving him chias. There was no vazantel in mitzvosav. Listen to the mitzvahs. Understand this is our chiyas. Understand this is our life. Understand this is our everything. We have to use that to become neshamadik and not guf. We're neshama. That's who we are. In the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, Perek Aleph says, "Shchira ani v'nava." Perek Aleph pasuk Hey, "Shchira ani v'nava." What shchira? Shchira ani means I'm black. V'nava. What's nava? No, it's beautiful. Shchir and even nava? What's pshat? I mean, with all respect, you hear, like, usually in the Torah, shchir is not used for beauty. Sfasemes in this parasha explains the fowl. He said something so beautiful. What does shchir and even mean? What's Shlomo HaMelech telling us? Shchir and even is a reference to galus. Galus is dark. Galus is chayshech. Galus is shchir. What is the whole entire job of Gullus? The job of Gullus is to remind us and to break down our guf, to break down our body, to go through difficulty, begashmi, so that I remember who I really am, that I'm kulo ruchni, that my essence is my neshama. So I go through difficult times. That's what happened in Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim is a Kor HaBarzel. We were Mement HaShar Tumah, but we were broken down to be able to find Ruchnius. We have to get rid of Guf to find the Shama. So therefore, the Sfasem says, Shchira Ani, I'm Shchira through that blackness, through that darkness, through the Dgolus, Vinova, I find beauty. I find my beauty. I find my Neshama. I find out who I really am. Rav Shor says, Shchira Ani, Gematria 580, exactly Gematria, if you write it Mali with the two yuds, Tefillin. Shchir ani Tefillin, what's Pshat? Because Tefillin does the same for us. Tefillin reminds us that it's all about Kedusha, it's all about my Ruchni, it's all about my Seichel and my Lev. The Tefillin are my Levush for my, we put them on my physical body. We bind my physical body to remind me that my physical body should all be Ruchniistic. We accomplish the same as Golas with Tefillin. Maybe that's why. With the halacha l'maaseh m'Sinai, the tefillin have to be black, shachar. To remind me, they accomplish shachar ani. They accomplish one and the same. This is mamish what the Kli Yakar says, and then the Parshas Bo. The Kli Yakar and then the Parshas Bo says so beautifully. I'm not going to read the whole thing inside. It's late. You should be ayin shum. You should learn the Kli Yakar and then the Bo. It's a tremendous Kli Yakar. And the Kli Yakar and the end of Bo. And then the Bo is going into Geula. And going into Geula after we finish the Shechayr Ani of Mitzrayim. And it talks, what's the final pasuk of Bo as we enter into this week's Parshas B'Shalach and go into Geula? Tefillin is somehow the key to Gavgula. The Kli Yakar explains that tefillin are worn on the Yad Keh, on the left arm. Why? Why is the left arm weak? Because it's next to the heart. And the heart is full of ruchnius. Same Bilibeinu Bina Lahavin al Hasfil. The heart is full of ruchnius. The right arm is next to the kaveh, the liver. The liver represents taiva, represents temptation. A lot of svarim talk about this. It's blood, it's dam, it's temptation. So the right arm, which represents is the temptation is gashmias, so the right arm is strong. Because when there's taiva, our physicality is strong. The left arm is weak. Because the left arm is next to the heart, which is full of ruchnius. When there's strong ruchnius, there's weak gashmius. That's what the Kli Yakar says. So we bind our tefillin on our left arm to remind us that's our avoda. Our avoda is to be strong in ruchnius and weak in gashmius. And the tefillin is shchorani, is doing the same, is breaking down our ruchnius, v'nova, to bring beauty. That's why it's black, it's shchorani, and shchorani b'gematria, it's tefillin. And then we end nova, we end beautiful. And we're beautiful. Beyond Novir comes from the same shor, from this week's parasha in the Shira, Zekeli Van Veyu. It's the same lashon, right? Of Novir. What does Chazal tell us Novir Van Veyu is? Ani v'hu. I and him are one. I'm with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's when I bring the Ribbono Shel Olam back into my life. And that's our avoda. Our avoda is Vazantim Mitzvosu, because that's the way I'm going to bring Hashem into my life. That I realize every time I put on tefillin, I'm not some mechanical Jew doing what he says, so I do it. And which Baruch Hashem, even that's a level, and Yidin are doing that. But vazantel mitzvosav. No, this is my way to connect Hashem, to break down my gashmias, to be one with the anveyu, to bring nove, anivahu. I and the Ribbono Shel Olam is one. Bring Hashem into our life in every aspect. So an incredible Rav Shor quoted from a chacham echad b'shem kadmonim. I saw this in the Kaisel of Mamish. Asher Yotza, which makes even more after we saw that medrash that Chalul Chalulim is the Ramach Mitzvos that we're listening to. We thank Hashem, Asher Yotza, for Hashem creating us, for giving us our chiyot, right? Asher Yotza, our Sadam B'chach Mavar. When do we do that? When do we say Asher Yotza? After we go to the bathroom. Why specifically that? That's when we use and we could appreciate. But when we eat, we also have to appreciate that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chalulim and made the kavim, right? Oh, why not say Asher Yotzer every time I eat? Think about it. Ever think about it, Chavra? Every time I eat, I realize that I need the kavim. I need the kavim so I can eat food. I need chalulim that could hold my food. I need, right? That could give me, that could break down the nutrition in the body. That's also a time when I recognize my health. Lo aleinu, there are sadly people who can't eat. And I need feeding tubes. And have sicknesses, and it's terrible machlus, right? So why not say Asher Yotzer? That I remember my grandfather of a shalom, Tzadik HaShavracha. He went through a cancer one time and had a big surgery. And he came out of the surgery, he told me he just had to. He mamish was so thankful that everything went well, and Baruch Hashem, he just said Asher Yotzer. He said, I had to say Asher Yotzer. I just had to, he told me. Yeah, to say Asher Yotzer, to thank Hashem. So why not say it when we eat? Why not say it? Meaning the other times we appreciate our body, appreciate the breathing, to breathe. It's filling up our lungs, our chalulim with air, is bringing in air through our nekavim. Maybe when all day long, say Asher Yotzer, and call neshima v'shima. Why we specifically want to go to the bathroom? So listen to what he says. One of the kadmoinim said this. The one time in the day when we're completely disconnected from Hashem is when we go to the bathroom. Because in the bathroom, I'm not allowed to learn Torah. I'm not allowed to think Torah. I'm not allowed to be B'kedusha. I'm in a makom of Tinuf. I'm in a makom of... In the bathroom, the one time a day that I'm completely disconnected from the Rabbeinu Shalom. So you have to realize, if you're disconnected from Rabbeinu Shalom, you're in a state of sakana. That's dangerous. That's dangerous. And therefore, every time you come out of the bathroom, you have to thank Hashem for your body and for your life. I just came out of a place where I was disconnected. And you have to thank Hashem. Imagine such a beautiful idea. Such a beautiful idea. If we start to think like that, and mom is just to you, so that means if I'm disconnected from Hashem, I'm in a state of sakana because I'm not living. I'm not alive. My chiyus is vazantel mitzvosav, to listen to the mitzvos, to be one, to have a life of chiyus. I was thinking maybe that's piyat as well. We all know famously, last week's parsha, we all know the Chazal teach us that Paro used to fake like he didn't use the bathroom, right? And he used to only, when he woke up early in the morning, go down to the water, and that's why Moshe came to meet him there to show, like, because he's pretended he's a god. When I was Barb Nevins all last week, yes, I don't understand. Everything else he did, he ate, he slept. So what type of god eats and sleeps? One thing, you don't go to the bathroom. Like, that proves you're God. See, he quoted from Yaakov Galinsky, Zechatar Kishvracha, that going to the bathroom is letting out the psoilus. When you're perfect, you're God, you're Sholem, you have no psoilus. So that shows more than anything else he's a God. That's what he wanted to say. Beautiful idea. There's what to talk about that. Maybe, B'derech, I want to say, based on this Torah from Rav Shur, the power also understood. The one time you're fully not connected to anything Kaddish is when you go to the bathroom. So that's the one thing he didn't want to, people should know I'm involved in. If I'm Kaddish, I'm Kedusha. The bathroom's the opposite of that in a certain sense. I'm going to stay away from that. Maybe Pitarach Drosh, we could say. Anyways, the mice of each and every one of us to think about and understand. I come out of the bathroom and say, Ashiyot, that means I was in a state of Sakana. That means I need to be connected to Abishter every minute. I want the Rabbonu Shalom to be part of my life. I want to be thinking, I don't want to just put on tefillin. I want to think I'm doing this. Even Pashit. You ever, guys, you learn Mishnah Brura by Hilchos Kriya Shema, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. Mitzvah Srichas Kavana. You know what that means, Mitzvah Srichas Kavana? Just Pashit what it means. It doesn't mean we have to have deep, deep Kavanas and understand all the Kabbalah behind the Tamei Mitzvahs and why we're doing everything in little detail. And the Kavanas are a shash. That's beautiful, wonderful for those who could hold in it. I don't know. I don't understand. I was at the Schus to Davin Mincha with Ravitcher Meyer last week, Monday night. Went to Ravitcher Meyer Monday night. It's incredible just to be and watch the Tzaddik and be with the Tzaddik. His sitter is like, you ever go to Rav Yitzchak Meyer? It's like this big, because the kavan is in. But what's amazing, you watch him. So Birchos Avos takes him a few minutes, slow, and like that's the kavan. The rest of Shemoneh Esrei is going through, and then he gets up to certain makomos and there's a little singing, so he could go through the kavanos. But you look at, I was standing right next to him to watch, and he has the kavanos, and he flips through like his. It's unbelievable. I don't know what he's thinking, what he's going through. I'm not sure. I'm not holding in these in Yonim. Okay, most of us are not. These are for big tzaddikim. But you know what Inyan we should be holding on? You know what mitzvah sichah kavana means? We paskin mitzvah sichah kavana. You need kavana. You know what you need to know? Hashem told me to do this, so I'm doing it. That means I'm connecting to Hashem by doing this. Vazantel mitzvosav means I'm not just doing something robotically or mechanically. It means I'm doing it to connect to the Rabbanu Shalom. Vanveu. Hidr mitzvah. Zekele vanveu. Vanveu. Anivahu. I'm with Hashem now. I'm with Hashem now. I'm living with Hashem now. I'm living with Hashem now. This is one more way. So we can get that through tefillin. We get that through, unfortunately, galus reminds us that that's what shchira and even other. There's one more way. Gemara in Ervin. The bottom of Daf Chaf Alvin Beis. Put the pasuk Yerushirim here as well in Perkei. Shchoros ka'orev. Black like a raven. But what's that talking about? Black like a raven. B'miatomotzon b'mishem mashkim umarav leim lebeis medrash. People go early and stay late in the beis medrash. Mashkim by shachris, shchoros, melashen shchoros, shachris. You go early to learn Torah. And ka'orev is arvis, and late at night you learn Torah. You're learning Torah early and late. You're learning b'kisa b'yom b'layla. It's not the lashon of shachar. Torah also breaks down my gashmis. But specifically, it's interesting. Mashkin Umariv. That's when there's Mesiras Nefesh, when it's early in the morning, when it's late, like right now. What time is right now? 12:24 a.m. How many Yid in here are learning Torah right now, 12:24 a.m. in the Five Towns? I don't know. Hopefully a lot. But we are. That's Umariv. That's Mesiras Nefesh. That's not Mashkim, when you wake up early. You wake up, you go before davening, and you have a Seder Ayom. Mashkim Umariv. Mesiras Nefesh for Torah is also a Lashon of Shchoyer as Kairiv. It also breaks down my Gashmias, keeps me connected to Ruchnias. Shchora, with the five letters, is 524. Shchoyra, with the five of 524. Exactly the Parakim of Mishnayos. Because Torah also creates that Shchoyra that breaks down my physicality and my taivas and keeps me Ruchni. It's also exactly Gematria, Talmud Bavli. But you see, specifically Torah Shabbat Peh, Mishnayos and Talmud Bavli. Because Torah Shabbat Peh is with Mesiras Nefesh, as the Medrash Tanchuma and Noach Os Gimel says. Torah Shabbat Ksav is a lot easier. Torah Shabbat Peh needs a lot of Mesiras Nefesh. That's why it's Bris was Kairis with Torah Shabbat Peh. So Aragonas is found the only Torah Shabbat Peh. You have a main list of Torah Shabbat Peh, specifically. And that's our Avodah. You'll see, if you learn Torah, and you're Mesiras Nefesh for Torah, you'll see, it will break down all the Gashmias, and you'll be one with Hashem. V'novim, be beautiful. Be beautiful, just through learning Torah. In a real way, but Mesiras Nefesh in learning Torah. Not just learning, with Mesiras Nefesh. I'll never forget, you know, I was just on this trip there. So part of the trip there, so January, I was spending a ton of time with the guys looking around, almost every single one of you. I have such memories of spending time in Eretz Yisrael and talking to you in Eretz Yisrael and getting nachas in Eretz Yisrael and mechazik each other in Eretz Yisrael. So much of my life is so connected to that, those times, and hopefully you still have that all with you, you know? So, you know, I've been doing this for a lot of years. Going in January specifically, Mamish. So it's January of 2000. And I don't want to say the year actually, but because I don't know, no one should put together who this is. It could be anybody, but early 2000s, about 20 years ago. And I'm in Eretz Yisrael. I'm standing by the Kaisel with the Talmud. And this is Jan, and he looks at me. And says, "Rebbe." And this guy was growing and working. And he says, "Rebbe, I'm still not." Medaktik and Shomer Nagia. How do I do it? What could I do? And I looked at him and I saw, like, anything I tell him now, okay, details, it's going to fade. I said, "Listen to me. I'm going to tell you a little secret. Guess what? I don't have to give you any eitzah right now. I want you to be Moshe Nefesh and learn more Torah during your Bein HaSedarim. And specifically, I want you to learn Mesil Shasharim." That's what I told him. And you're going to see, you're going to learn Mesil Sharm and extra and take it upon and put in time and effort and really slowly and think about the words. It's going to be Mekadesh you and Metar you. You're going to see, you don't have to make a decision to be Sharm Nagia. You're just not going to be able to, you can't even bring yourself to touch anyone anymore. You'll see it's going to happen. That's what I said. That's what I hoped. That's what I believed. And Kachave, he was back Pesach, he came to me, he says, "Rebbe, you're 100% right." I started learning, nothing. Because the Torah itself changes us. The Torah is transformative. The Torah itself, and specifically the Torah with Mesiras Nefesh, is Nave. It's Nave. And even who? So Eibishter should give us the koyach, the strength, to just be one with him. Vazanta l'mitzvosa, to listen to his mitzvos, to be alive with the Rabbonu Shalom by our side, and not just be mechanical Jews. We don't need galus for shchorani to do it through tefillin and through Torah and all these other ways to be mekadesh our guf and be one with Hashem. Then we'll be zayichah bez Hashem. Yeah. So we became famous because of the song, you know. But it's our davening, the davening of Yontiv and Musaf. Harinu, v'hashev koanim lavodasam. That's what we zayichah. V'hashev koanim lavodasam. V'leviim l'shir m'lezimrim. What do we say next? Yisrael and Veyam. Shvizaychen. People don't know what the Veyam, what does that mean? Yisrael and Veyam, maybe Nava. But that's what it means. Zaychen. Basically, Migdash was easy. We saw that's what we're yearning for. So let's make ourselves Nava. Yisrael and Veyam. Make ourselves beautiful. Beautiful people. Beautiful people are alive. Beautiful people are alive. And beautiful people is Shchir and even Nava. Beautiful people are one with Hashem. Beautiful people doing what's Yashar are above all the lowly, meaningless, futile pleasures of the world. Be beautiful. be beautiful, be one with Hashem, be beautiful, and then we'll be zoichev Hashem Kohanim over Dasam. Believe Hashem Zimram, Hashem Yisrael, and Vayim, Bez Hashem, the Karv Mamas, Mishkas, and Kenu, from Heir Abiyamino.